And OpenWeight's model just landed within 4 points of Claude on coding for a sixth of the price, 2 days after Washington gated the frontier behind a passport check.
It's Sunday, June 21st, 2026. Here's the rundown. GLM 5.2 leads, then compute, models, security, and dev tools on the wire. One call at the close.
Z.ai released GLM 5.2 under an MIT license. On Terminal Bench, it scored 81, 4 points behind Claude Opus. On SWE Bench Pro, it hit 62, ahead of GPT 5.5. It's a 700 billion parameter model, about 40 billion active, with a million token context. Tiers start at $12 and change a month.
And the part that actually matters for your bill is a trick called index share. It reuses one indexer across every four attention layers and cuts per token compute by almost 3 times at full context.
Which means long agent runs stop being a budget fire.
Right. A long horizon coding agent spends most of its tokens rereading context. Make that cheap, and the whole economics flips. This is the first open model where I'd run a multi-hour agent and not flinch at the invoice.
The timing wasn't subtle either. It dropped 48 hours after export rules forced Anthroc to disable 2 frontier models for foreign nationals, including its own non-citizen staff.
That's the real story under the benchmark. Washington gates a closed model behind citizenship, and an open weights competitor is sitting on Hugging Face the same week. You can't gate a download.
So where's the hype tax?
2 places. Those headline numbers are vendor self-reported, and nobody independent has checked them yet. And the hosted API runs in China, so regulated or sensitive data does not go near it. It also trails on reasoning. On humanity's last exam, it's roughly 10 points behind Opus and 5 behind Gemini. Outside coding, the closed leaders still hold the edge.
But for pull requests?
For most pull requests, it's good enough. Pull the MIT weights, self-host, point it at your own eval harness in OpenCode or Cursor, and judge it on your tasks, not the press release.
And the single builder story going around?
Oversold. One anecdote isn't a benchmark. The thing to internalize is the price floor just moved. The margin is leaving the model and going to whoever orchestrates it safely.
Intel and AMD are adding matrix instructions to x86. New extensions make matrix math denser and more power efficient on the CPU itself.
For small model inference and on-device RAG, that's work you can keep on the host instead of paying for a GPU. The catch is, the tool chains have to expose it before it matters in production.
Meanwhile, Wired maps European governments and firms pulling workloads off US cloud and SaaS. Sovereign alternatives are now a procurement line, not a press release.
Same export friction, different end. If you sell infrastructure into the EU, a non-US hosting story stopped being optional. Data residency is the deal breaker now.
China also lined up a satellite and chip alliance for orbital data centers. No megawatts, no cost, no timeline.
So it's a signal, not capacity. The interesting bit is they forced chips and satellites into one alliance a week before Musk's AI1 reveal. Read the timing, ignore the brochure.
And CoreWeave set a June 30th talk promising trillion parameter inference on NVIDIA's Vera Rubin racks.
No specs, no pricing, nothing to plan around yet. Mark the date if you're sizing next year inference, then wait for actual numbers.
John Jumper is leaving DeepMind for Anthropic. The AlphaFold lead, who shared the 2024 Nobel in Chemistry, joins ahead of Anthropic's June 30th science event.
It fits their AI for science build-out, wet labs and Claude agents in genomics. And it fits a pattern. Engineers are about 11 times more likely to leave DeepMind for Anthropic than the reverse.
That's not a small ratio. Separately, a study found Claude charges Hindi speakers up to 3 times more for the same prompt.
Non-Latin scripts tokenize less efficiently. If you serve non-English markets, your per-user cost model is wrong. Budget in tokens per language, not characters.
And an Anthropic eval projects autonomous task horizons around 61 hours, with 100 if the curve holds.
Forecast, not result. But if it lands, reliability over long runs becomes the product. and checkpointing matters more than which model you picked.
Commerce invoked export controls at 5:21 Friday evening, barring two Frontier models from any foreign national, including non-citizen staff inside the U.S. Anthropic disabled both entirely.
Before the ban, about 150 vetted people could use one of them. Anthropic disputes the trigger and notes GPT 5.5 faces no such limit. This is the first real test of Frontier AI export control, and it's messy.
In the UK, The Wire keeps calling it a VPN ban. That framing is wrong.
The Commons rejected the VPN amendment. The April Act gave ministers broad age-gating power. An under-16 social media ban landed June 15th, and penalties reached 10% of worldwide revenue. Ofcom is already investigating Grok, so generative platforms are in scope.
And supply chain attacks hit the Arch user repository again.
Unvetted user-submitted packages. Same soft target as ever. If your CI pulls from AUR, pin and audit the sources. Registries are still the cheapest way onto a developer's machine.
Penpod is pitching its open-source design tool as a design-to-code bridge. Designs live as web-standard code, and an MCP server makes the files readable by agents.
The interesting move is no translation layer. Inspect mode emits CSS, HTML, and SVG directly, self-hosted with no lock-in. If you want designs your agents can actually read, it's worth a look.
Cloudflare shipped temporary scoped accounts for AI agents, credentials that expire instead of a standing API key.
That's the right primitive. As task horizons stretch toward hours, ephemeral identity beats a long-lived key waiting to leak. Copy the pattern.
And the new Windows 11 media player idles near 377 megabytes against about 100 for the old one.
The RAM I can forgive. The real regression is it dropped native Dolby Digital, so older MKV and AVI files play silent without a third-party codec. That's a downgrade dressed as a rewrite.
Quick break, two from the desk.
One we know well, vote.direct. If you're on an HOA or a board, it runs your elections digitally. Secure, verifiable, no paper, no clipboard in the lobby. Point your counsel to vote.direct.
And if this is your 10 minutes of AI for the day, get the written edition too. The full wire, free, every morning. Leave your email at nextbig.dev. Where to find the colors your screen can't show you hit 353 points on Hacker News.
CSS Quake, a Quake clone written in CSS, pulled 337.
I stored a website in a favicon reached 258 points.
And someone built a working perceptron inside Age of Empires 2.
Mark Brooker also published a piece on the surprising economics of load-balanced systems. Link in the briefing. Our call. By September 21st, an independent benchmark confirms GLM 5.2 within 5 points of Claude Opus on at least one recognized agentic coding test, validating the vendor numbers the consensus is dismissing.
We're wrong if no independent result lands by then, or one shows a gap wider than 5 points. Settles September 21st.